Congress Daily says this morning that Fed officials purposely declined to consult with other federal financial regulators, and one email expressed concern that an SEC employee, quote, knows something is up. The Wall Street Journal reported that you and Mr. Paulson attended two weekly meetings of the Financial Stability Oversight Board and refused or declined to disclose the seriousness of the problems that were being faced by the Bank of America and Merrill Lynch at that time. What would you say to the majority of this Congress who has now co-sponsored, who have now co-sponsored the bill to require audits of the Federal Reserve? Do you feel that the Federal Reserve is operating with too much secrecy and too much refusal to disclose information that you have to other federal banking regulators?
The Federal Reserve has made enormous strides in the last year under my chairmanship to expand the information that we release. We release monthly information on all the various programs that we have. We've developed a website and a monthly report that involves all kinds of information. We think we are quite transparent. We are happy to work with Congress if they have further concerns about any of our programs. We are more than happy to work with you to make sure that you're comfortable that they are well managed and are serving a public purpose.
Do you think it would cause problems for the Fed or for the economy if that legislation was to pass?
My concern about the legislation is that if the GAO is auditing not only the operational aspects of our programs and the details of the programs, but is making judgments about our policy decisions, that would effectively be a takeover of monetary policy by the Congress, a repudiation of the independence of the Federal Reserve, which would be highly destructive to the stability of the financial system, the dollar, and our national economic situation.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen from Tennessee. Thank you very much. I now yield 5 minutes to the gentlewoman from Ohio, Marcy Kaptur.